KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Authorities in Guthrie County reported Thursday that they are on the lookout in the Stewart, Dexter, Redfield, Greenfield, and DeSoto areas for a man wanted on warrants for escape and parole violation. According to the sheriff's office, 30-year-old Joseph L. LeClaire Jr. was last seen on foot near the intersection of White Pole Road and Highway 25 in Guthrie County Wednesday evening. He managed to evade a three-hour search by law enforcement by entering a cornfield. LeClaire was serving time on a criminal mischief conviction when he escaped on May the 18th. He was also wanted on an outstanding warrant issued in Guthrie County for a parole violation and a warrant out of Polk County for escape from Fort Des Moines. The charges stem from a case involving a motorcycle stolen last year in Guthrie County. Anyone with information on LeClaire's whereabouts is asked to contact the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. You can remain anonymous when you call. A man arrested in May in connection to the death of his three-year-old daughter in southwest Iowa has officially been charged with first-degree murder. The Taylor County Attorney's Office announced Thursday that the charge was added against 25-year-old Charles Hall on July the 2nd. Hall and his girlfriend, 25-year-old April Claire, both arrested in late May on charges of child endangerment in connection to the death of Janiah King. Authorities responded to a 911 call at a residence in Bedford on May 22nd. Janiah was found unresponsive and later pronounced dead. A full autopsy is pending, but her death has been ruled a homicide. Two people were injured and trapped in a vehicle that crashed early this morning in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports the driver of a 2004 Dodge Dakota pickup, 34-year-old Jamie Stockwell of Riverton, was transported by Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. A passenger in the truck, 63-year-old Jimmy Hockett of Shenandoah, suffered undisclosed injuries and was flown by helicopter to Nebraska Medicine. The accident happened at around 2:50 a.m. between Essex and Shenandoah, near the intersection of 190th Street and Highway 59. Officials say the pickup was traveling west on 190th Street when it crossed the center line of the road and entered the south ditch, where it entered a creek and hit a tree before coming to rest on its driver's side. Both occupants of the vehicle were trapped and extricated through mechanical means by personnel from the Shenandoah Fire Department. Alcohol and speed are believed to be factors in the crash, and charges are currently pending. Assisting Fremont County deputies at the scene were officers with the Shenandoah Police Department, deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office, and crews from Shenandoah Fire and Rescue. The driver of a vehicle involved in a collision at around noon Thursday in Red Oak reportedly complained of pain and was possibly injured, but did not request transport to the hospital. According to Red Oak Police, the accident happened at the intersection of North 2nd and East Coolbaugh Streets when 65-year-old Bonnie Husa of Stanton stopped her vehicle, but then proceeded into the intersection and struck a car driven by 85-year-old Henry Elliott of Red Oak. Elliott complained of pain afterward, but both drivers refused medical treatment. Husa received a written warning for failure to obey a stop sign. Damage from the crash amounted to $10,000. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by the Red Oak Fire Department. As the search continues for the remains of one of two victims killed Tuesday when their small plane collided with a military fighter jet in South Carolina, a Clarinda woman was trying to come to terms with the loss of her great-nephew. The Daily Nonpareil reports family members notified Millie Jensen of Clarinda Wednesday that her great-nephew, Joseph Johnson, and his father, Michael Johnson, had died in the plane crash. Michael Johnson was the ex-husband of Jensen's niece, Lisa Johnson. The accident occurred near Charleston, South Carolina, when a Cessna 150 piloted by Joseph Johnson collided with an Air Force F-16 jet. Major Aaron Johnson was piloting the F-16 and was able to eject safely from that aircraft. A certified pilot, Joseph Johnson, was on his way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina with his father when the accident occurred. Captain Robert McCullough of the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources said at least part of the Cessna had gone into the Cooper River while the F-16 crashed in Berkeley County, South Carolina. Recovery efforts were started following the collision. Authorities said Michael Johnson's body has been found, but his son's has not. Joseph Johnson had played minor league baseball for 2 years after being selected by the Atlanta Braves in the 13th round of the 2006 Major League Baseball draft, according to Baseball Reference. In the funeral announcements, Janice Schubert, age 94, died March 23rd. Joseph Schubert Jr., age 95, died December 2014. The couple were residents of Lakewood, Colorado, and formerly of Wyota. A committal service of cremains for Janice and Joe Schubert will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Evergreen Cemetery at Anita, with a time for family and friends to follow at the Buck Run Lodge in Anita. Naomi Larson, age 88, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Larson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Glee Huey, age 90, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Glee Huey will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Opal Smith, age 91, of Griswold and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Opal Smith will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church in Elliott. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.